Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KOAC News Minor Update. It's official, the Nanana Ice Classic tripod is down. The tripod had been teetering but didn't stop the clock until it moved sufficiently downstream Tuesday and one of the attached lines tripped the clock at 2:18 Alaska Daylight Time. That means the winning ticket time is 1:18 p.m. Alaska Standard Time. The tripod, perched on the Tananar River, tipped a day earlier and set off the alarm at the Nanana Ice Classic guard tower. But the tripod didn't travel the 100 feet downstream necessary for one of the lines of the tripod to pull a pin, which would let a meat cleaver fall and cut the wire to stop the analog clock. The jackpot this year was $225,000. Ice Classic officials will announce the winner or winners once they're able to get all of the tickets sorted. The Nanana Ice Classic is Alaska's oldest guessing game. It began in 1917 as a bet among railroad engineers waiting for the river ice to break up. It has paid out more than $14 million in its history. Participants buy a $2.50 ticket and try to guess the exact day, hour, and minute the ice will go out. In 2017, 42 people correctly guessed the Tananar River's 2017 breakup time as noon Alaska Standard Time on May 1st. By tradition, the Ice Classic uses Alaska Standard Time rather than Alaska Daylight Time. The state of Alaska owes public workers more than $6 billion more in pensions than it has in assets. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the legislature has passed a bill to lower the amount of bonds the state can sell to reduce this unfunded pension liability. Senator Anna McKinnon, an Eagle River Republican, says the bill is a compromise for senators and House members.
There are some in both bodies that thought we should eliminate all possibility of borrowing.
Current state law allows Governor Bill Walker's administration to sell up to $5 billion in bonds, but the legislature needs to appropriate that money. The bill would reduce that amount to $1.5 billion, but it signals that at least some lawmakers would support an appropriation in the future. The bonds would essentially be low-interest debt. The state could use that money to invest. If the investment returns were higher than the bonds rate, the state would save money. The House passed the bill on Saturday, and the Senate agreed yesterday to the House changes. Champion distance musher Hugh Neff said he's receiving help from a New York lawyer and an Oklahoma-based veterinarian as he prepares to protest the Yukon Quest decision to ban him after one of his dogs died during this year's 1,000-mile race. Neff disputed the ban in a YouTube video released April 26th after race officials said his actions contributed to the death of his dog Boppy, a 4-year-old leader. Early Tuesday morning, Neff met with a news miner to talk about his protest. Neff said he's hired the company Veterinary Visions out of Oklahoma to analyze the necropsy performed by the Yukon Quest. He said the firm has already found, quote, major issues with the necropsy. On April 24th, the Quest announced its decision to ban Neff from the 2019 race. As part of his punishment, he'll have to run the YQ300, a Quest-organized 300-mile race, before he can return to the 1,000-mile race, which runs between Fairbanks and Whitehorse in Canada's Yukon. Although Neff plans to protest the ban, the Tok resident isn't optimistic that the race will change its punishment. He described the findings Tuesday as a, quote, witch hunt. Regardless of the outcome, the longtime musher says he doesn't intend to stop running dogs anytime soon. The city of Fairbanks has given the owner of the downtown property where the old Masonic temple once stood another 30 days to remove a pile of rubble left after the structure was demolished in March.
He did request and has been granted an extension until May 30th to remove the debris.
City spokeswoman Teal Soden said the city approved the request by property owner Harold Gritsema yesterday, the initial deadline set for the debris to be cleaned up. The temple was demolished in March after its snow-laden roof partially collapsed. Soden said the city expects Gritsema to remove the building debris by the new deadline.
He does understand that we're very concerned about tourist season starting up and the appearance of downtown Fairbanks, so he understands that the extension will not be going on beyond May 30th.
The debris pile is also a concern to downtown business owners as tourist season approaches, according to Downtown Association Executive Director David Vandenberg.
Visitors are coming to our community this summer, and we'd like that wreckage pile of the Masonic Temple to not be there.
Gretsema is looking for help to get the job done because he can't afford the $80,000 cleanup cost. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.